Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. You know, I've interviewed Donald Trump a lot, and he can talk for hours, and he's lucid, and he's so well-versed in, on any topic you throw at him. We don't talk about the topics I'm going to bring up in an interview ahead of time. He can talk about anything, and he can do it for hours on end. As a matter of fact, I don't think there's ever been an hour show that I've done with him where he doesn't go over the hour, and then we get, you know, more tape to run the next day. I know that happened to Laura last week, this past week, when she had her town hall with President Trump. And so the media mob, I was reading on Mediaite comments and a headline said, well, what is it with pronouns? Because he mentions it in some comments that he's making in a speech where he's obviously lucid, but they're now trying to make some type of comparison that Donald Trump's has cognitive decline like Biden. It is another media lie. It's just like that the borders are secure and the borders are closed. That's a lie. I never spoke to my brother. I never spoke to my son or anybody for that matter about their foreign business deals. That was a lie. Joe Biden can get more done in a single day. And I'm sorry, in 1 hour, the most Americans get done in a single day. I'm like, okay, that's like the biggest lie of all time. But that's their way to fight back their lack of coverage. It's amazing the people that would never coverage Joe Biden's cognitive decline. Now, all of a sudden, they want to say, oh, Trump mixed up Nikki Haley and so-and-so and Nancy Pelosi or Kamala, whoever. And see, he's just like Biden. No, he's not. Not even close. Biden can't even do a Super Bowl interview, the easiest interview to ever do. So I'm going to play what they're saying is Donald Trump confused and asking, what is it with pronouns? Because I can't even see what they're describing. But let me play it for you. And then right out of that, I'm going to give you an updated gaffe montage of your president, Joey. And you tell me who is in cognitive decline, because it ain't Trump. Listen.
They're taking the parks from children. There are no more baseball fields, no more soccer fields, no more anything. It doesn't sound very serious. Soccer fields and baseball fields are very serious. But I did it, and Israel, therefore, became the capital. I supported school prayer, very important school prayer, which we forced, unfortunately, had to force into some schools. It should be very easy. You would think it would be very easy, but it wasn't. But we did it. This great organization has helped spread the word of God, the love of Christ, the stories of the Holy Bible, and the voices of famed evangelical people and evangelists like the late great Pat Robertson. Our children hear enough about pronouns. What is with pronouns? If you really study it and look at it, it's sick. It's sick.
This is the United States of America, for God's sake. This is who we are. This is not what we should be doing.
Just imagine, I mean it sincerely. I say this as a father of a man who won the Bronze Star, the Conspicuous Service Medal, and lost his life in Iraq.
On my watch, instead of Infrastructure Week, America's having Infrastructure Decade. Decade. Over $1.3 trillion.
Initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate.
There's been a response from the opposition, but from Hamas.
We'll teach Donald Trump a valuable lesson. Don't mess with the minimum wage unless you want to get the benefit.
True international effort to pressure, isolate, and punish China.
Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Valen. Happy birthday to you. Well, it's hell turning 30, but you got to put up with it.
And if you think that's not bad enough, let me play one more comment, then we'll get to our friend Joe Concha. Apparently on Liberal Joe, there was Claire McCaskill. Literally, she said this. I move that every newspaper in America, that they quit doing any fact checks on Joe Biden. Wow. But they claim to be journalists over at the conspiracy theory channel, MSDNC. Listen to this.
And can I make a suggestion? I move that every newspaper in America quits doing any fact checks on Joe Biden until they fact check Donald Trump every morning on the front page. It is ridiculous that the New York Times fact checked Joe Biden on something. I mean, he vomits lies. Trump vomits lies. And every day, over and over and over again. And it's just ridiculous that the New York Times is doing a fact check on Biden while they let Trump, while they're numb to the torrent of lies coming out of Trump's mouth.
Anyway, here for analysis, we have probably the only honest media analyst in the country, Fox News contributor, and frankly should have his own media show. Our friend Joe Concha is back with us. Let's start with Claire McCaskill. I move that every newspaper in America quit doing any fact checking on Biden on the heels of, you know, the Biden White House complaining to the White House Correspondents Association and complaining to the New York Times that they dare finally caught up to me 4 years later and reporting that Joe's a cognitive mess. What your reaction?
For a former Senator McCaskill, right? And she goes on MSNBC and on Morning Joe and makes this utterly ridiculous. Let's put it this way. Let's say if you or I called on when Trump was president to never fact check Donald Trump again, American newspapers, you should not do this and hold the powerful accountable. I think the pitchfork store would run out of pitchforks in terms of the protest outside of 1211 6th Avenue and our studios there, or your former studios. Good job moving to Florida. It's freezing here today. Anyway, the point is that, yeah, you make a statement like that, and it just shows you that MSNBC, I get they're left, and they're unapologetic about it, but now they're crazy and left. And when you're those two things, it's why only friends and relatives are watching at this point, Sean.
You know, it really is amazing to me. I mean, they're so corrupt. You know, Joe, I've explained what my job is. I think you have a good understanding. I don't say I'm a journalist. I say I'm a talk show host.
Right.
And I describe it in detail. I can produce thousands of hours of straight news coverage, no opinion at all. This is the news of the day. This is what's happening. I do investigative reporting. The mob, the media will never do. And I've done that for years, and I can produce thousands of hours of that on radio and TV. I give opinion, but I'm honest about it. I'm an outspoken conservative. There's no claiming that I'm something that I'm not. They're not honest. I also do culture and sports. I'm like an entire newspaper. And yes, I'm a member of the press. But they claim to be journalists, Joe. Are they journalists? Is that comment on that, the comments made, for example, on Liberal Joe or the conspiracy theories spread led by, you know, Rachel Maddow on MSDNC, 3 years of lying about the Russia hoax, using, by the way, a credible FBI source who turns out that he wasn't so credible, Christopher Steele, that Hillary paid for. You know, I mean, they're just full of it. I'm just sick and tired of them just being so blatantly dishonest.
I remember Rachel Maddow, she was on Bill Maher's show, and she was actually challenged on something. And she said, my job is to be a journalist and not to give you what my opinion is on things.
I mean, you got to be kidding, right?
No, I swear, I'll send you the clip. And she never appeared on the show after that again, because she has to live in a bubble. Being challenged is not something that she likes very much. But yeah, whether it's Maddow, whether it's Scarborough, they're obviously opinion people, and they still claim that they're journalists. But then when you get to the Anderson Coopers of the world and the Jake Tappers of the world, and you go down the line, it's...
By the way, I've got to correct you. On this program, it's Fake Jake, but go ahead.
Oh, yes, okay, that's your nickname, and that's fine. But that's the thing, right? That's why CNN is even more low than MSNBC, because CNN still, to this day, will tell you that they're the ones in the middle, and they're the ones who are objective, and they challenge Republicans and Democrats equally, and obviously that's not the case, and that's why even in an election year, Sean, when two wars are going on, this should be CNN's sweet spot. They should be doing quite well given the conditions on the ground, both overseas and here domestically with the election. They should easily be pulling 2 million viewers a night. They can't even get 700,000, which, think about that, across 50 states, and you're in more than 100 million homes. That's really hard to get down to that number, but that's where they are, because people, they see right through it, and they're insulted by the fact that these people so piously, for instance, where they won't even carry Donald Trump's remarks. Watch, on Saturday when he wins South Carolina, they're going to cut away and tell you that they're doing it to save the audience from hearing any lies from this candidate, and then in the same breath say, and coming up next, Adam Schiff joins us, right? So that's the thing.
A congenital liar. God, I mean, was there anybody that lied more about Russia collusion than him? Oh, maybe all the hosts on MSDNC. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. They're never held accountable. And by the way, they made such a big deal about the 1023 source that the FBI had on the payroll since 2010. And by the way, it infuriates me that the FBI is paying people to give them false information. But that was Christopher Steele. That was the entire Russia hoax. Four FISA warrants were based on that dirty disinformation Hillary Clinton bought and paid for Russian dossier. And four separate FISA warrants based on that. Nobody held accountable, Joe. I'm worried about our country.
And think about how that was presented, that dossier, right? It was not the gossip that it was, or the trash document that Trump called it at the time. They presented it as gospel, as it's real. And to put a name like dossier with it, doesn't that sound very James Bond, very important, has to be true kind of thing? Like, even the labeling of it is quite funny. But you should be worried for your country at this point, Sean. I mean, we saw the FCC just rule today, or maybe it was yesterday, that now all broadcasters have to share the demographic information of their employees. How many blacks do you employ? How many Hispanics? How many whites? How many women? How is that anybody's business, especially the government? If any broadcast outlet or news outlet wants to run their organization the way they see fit with the most qualified people, we're filling quotas now too on the broadcast end. I mean, this is scary stuff.
All right, quick break. More with Joe Concha, our media guru, on the other side. Then we'll get to your calls hopefully this Friday as we continue our coverage from South Carolina, the big primary tomorrow. Hannity tonight from South Carolina, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Sean Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Follow Sean Hannity's lead and call Gold Coat today at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifle, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box.
Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifle, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
All right, we continue our final moments with our friend Joe Concha, probably the best media analyst in the country, the only objective one. You know, I'm looking at this election year unfold, and I see this new term that is, I guess, been coined, a lawfare. It's obvious what's going on. We do have the weaponization of justice in America. I don't think there's any disputing that. I don't think we have equal justice or equal application of our laws. And it's clear that, you know, they're using the Department of Justice, they're using state AGs and prosecutors to go after Donald Trump and drown him in legal woes so he can't even run a normal campaign. And I don't know what the reaction is going to be. So far, he's defied all conventional political gravity. Can that keep up, or at some point does it catch up to him?
I keep seeing polls, Sean, especially in the past 2 weeks, with the judgment in New York, $450 million, and what we saw with Fani Willis down in Georgia, more bad news for them, obviously, with the phone records showing that they lied about their relationship starting in 2021. It started way before that. So she's probably not only going to be able to, she's not going to try that case, she may be disbarred, along with Nathan Wade. So that falls apart. They see the judgment against Trump, and they say, wait a minute, that is excessive. And in the polls, I'm not talking about the primary, because the primary is over. That's obvious enough, and we'll see tomorrow in South Carolina how much it is over. But in the general election, I keep seeing Trump go up and up, particularly in state polls that matter. +9 in Georgia, +10 in Nevada, +8 in Arizona, +10 in Michigan. If those hold alone, I don't even have to throw Wisconsin and Pennsylvania in there. He wins those four states, given what the margins are now, and they're probably bigger considering the Trump factor when it comes to polling. He wins by an electoral landslide. So I think this is going to have a boomerang effect. The only thing that could stop him right now is a conviction. And most legal analysts like Jonathan Turley will tell you that they don't think any of these are going to get the trial before the election. So it may look like it's hurting Trump, but in the end, no one trusts the Fani Willises and Alvin Braggs and Tish Jameses of the world. And they certainly don't trust the media. I'll leave you with this. The Hill in 2016, they conducted a survey of they did some research on 59 newspapers and who they endorsed, the 59 biggest newspapers in the country. And 57 of those 59 endorsed Hillary Clinton. And that got her a set of steak knives and a concession speech. In other words, all those endorsements, people said, yeah, thanks for the recommendation. We're going to go vote the way we want to vote now. So I don't think the influence is there among the media anymore. And I think they only end up hurting the people they think they're helping.
Well said, Joe Concha. Always appreciate, my friend. Have a great weekend. And we're in South Carolina today. Looking forward to tomorrow's big primary here. It's going to be very interesting. Anyway, Joe, appreciate it. 800-941-SEAN, our number. Have a good weekend.
More Hannity, less big government. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
25 to the top of the hour, toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program, broadcasting from beautiful South Carolina today, and Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern. We got a great show tonight as we are on the eve of the all-important South Carolina primary. Looking forward to that. I'll also be on Fox and Friends in the morning tomorrow, which is going to be cool. I think they have me at a diner. I'm not sure. I got to find out. Listen, want to remind you, we all know too well what happened 9/11/01, and thankfully there are groups like the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and they want to ensure we never forget, you know, and I got to tell you, they are committed to supporting America's heroes, their families, heroes like U.S. Army Specialist Michael Hook. Now, he was killed in Iraq when his helicopter was shot down. He had enlisted in the military after graduating high school. He left behind a pregnant fiance. She gave birth to a beautiful son that he would never meet. How sad is that? But thanks to your generosity and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they paid off that mortgage for that family home, relieving that financial burden on that family, bringing them stability that they desperately needed. Now, the foundation helps Gold Star, fallen first responder families, as well as our nation's most catastrophically injured heroes, homeless vets. Anyway, the only way they can do this is through your generosity. And they're asking all of us to commit $11 a month. When you go to their website, join us here. All of us at Team Hannity are committed. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number two, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. It's that simple. I'm going to take a little deviation here from our political talk for a few minutes. I want to talk about health. Everybody knows, everyone makes fun of me. I'll never forget when I started mixed martial arts and my training, which, you know, includes a lot of core work and even lifting now. And it's probably the best thing I've done for my health ever. The other thing I did is I went on NJ Diet, NJ.com. If you need to lose weight, it works. And I just started eating healthier and eating less. Literally, you get the diet's simple. It's you get two proteins a day, two fruits a day, two vegetables a day. That's it. And you weigh out your protein to 4 ounces. And do I break it occasionally? Yeah, I cheat when I feel like it, but I still maintain my weight because it was too, frankly, too darn hard to lose it. So many Americans are not taking good care of their health. You're just not. There's so much that you can do that will, I think, extend your life, give you more energy, and also, make you feel better about yourself. For me, I just got sick and tired of looking in the mirror and seeing, my big fat tummy. I know I can say it about myself. You're not allowed to use that word anywhere else. You can only say it about yourself. Tom Fabry is with us. He's the founder, the CEO of Total Motion 360. It's a brand new book, The Boomer's Guide to Beginning Again. And The Ageless You is what it's called. And it basically helps people navigate how food can fuel the body and be a positive force when it's done with purpose. And he also is an award-winning trainer, athlete, culinary arts graduate, a pilot, helicopter pilot, jet pilot. He climbed the world's highest mountains. I think the only big mountain he didn't, I think it's the Big Seven, is Everest. And Tom Fabry joins us now. I know you're like 60 something. How old are you?
Good question, Sean. I always tell people I'm not. So I can tell you when I was born, March 19th, 1958, but people always ask, well, how old are you, Tom? And I say, I'm not old. I feel like I'm in my 30s. I really do.
By the way, I hate you because you look like you're in your 30s, which actually makes me hate you more.
Well, thank you for that,
I'm just teasing.
I watch you and I see what you do, right? And that's not my modality, I think it's MMA fighting and the martial arts and everything you do, that's extremely difficult. But it helps you in your business, in your family life, your career, your overall well-being, and the schedule that you keep is people just see the show, right? Your show, your radio show. They don't see the behind the scenes, all the work that you do. And in order to do that, you need to be on top of your health and your well-being. And that's why I created this book. And, because of the mountain climbing, flying jets.
Before we get to the flying jets, what mountains did you climb? You reached is it the seven? I think there's the seven biggest peaks. What are they?
Yeah, they're called the seven summits.
That's it. That was the word I was looking for. I'm sorry I had a Joe Biden moment. Go ahead.
You're good. Your mental acuity is sharp. So I've done 6 of the 7 summits. So I went to Africa, climbed Kilimanjaro. I went to Russia, climbed Mount Elbrus. I went to the Andes in South America and climbed Aconcagua. That's the highest peak in the Western Hemisphere. I've been to Australia, climbed Kosciuszko. I've been to McKinley up in Alaska. That's the highest in North America. And I've been to Antarctica recently, and climbed Mount Vincent Massif, and I have Everest next. But after that, you know, I'm looking to become the third American to complete the Explorer's Grand Slam, which I'm going to ski to the North Pole and then go back to Antarctica and ski to the South Pole. But there's a reason behind all this, Sean. You know, it's not really for the accolades, but it's for my overall well-being, and to show people that you can go out there and do the things you dream about. And, you know, it all came about. I didn't go to college. I got a blank diploma in high school, and I've been homeless, and I've had a lot of adversity in my life, all self-induced. But I tell people aviation saved my life. And when I became an airline captain, I'm like, you know, I can do anything. Because here I was flying with Naval Academy graduates, Air Force Academy graduates, and they're like, how did you get here? I'm like, hard work, bro. Hard work. You know, so that.
And by the way, and you work for big airlines, and you've flown, I guess, 757s. I don't know which jets you've flown. Didn't you work for an airline?
I did. I flew 727s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really just wanted to fly helicopters. I love helicopters, but I had an opportunity. It was kind of, hey, Tom, you want to come to the airline? And, you know, I grabbed it, went for it. You know, it took me 12 years to become a captain, but just like anything, you know, I thought, oh, writing a book, that's going to be easy. You know, 6 months.
Good luck.
2 years later.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
You know, I mean, I'm listening to your story and I'm mesmerized by it. And the fact that you're going to continue this, and you know, I just feel bad for people that just for whatever reason, they in the course of their lives, they don't prioritize their health. I will tell you, if I did not start on a rigorous training routine and then eventually lose the weight that I needed to lose. For me, I needed to lose weight. That's all there is to it. And make that decision and instill that discipline in my life. I don't know what kind of shape I'd be in today. I don't think it would be good. I don't want to be looking at pre-diabetes. I don't want to be, you know, looking at blood. I already have mildly high blood pressure from this job. But I want to do everything I can do. And then it's up to the good Lord how long he wants me here on this earth. But the fact that you can be proactive and enjoy it, you love this, correct?
I do. And I love the challenge. And, you know, I'm afraid of heights. I'm afraid of heights.
Whoa. You climbed all those mountains and now you're going to tell me you're afraid of heights? Are you? That's hilarious to me.
But, you know, step into your fear. You know, step into your fear. And I see what's going on in the world today, especially in the U.S., right? In the U.S., 50% of U.S. adults are diagnosed with a chronic illness, heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, mostly from poor nutrition, physical inactivity, too much sugar, right? 68% are overweight or obese. 70% are taking at least one prescription drug. And people over 60, the average, they're taking over 5 drugs. And I'm like, I don't even take an aspirin, right? And you know me, right? I bring my meals with me. I kind of overdo it. But if I can do it, other people can do it. So my purpose, my God-given purpose, is to show people that you can do it too. And so that's why I'm doing these things. I didn't want to be some guy just disseminating information from behind the desk. That's why I go and climb the mountains. That's why I pushed myself to fly jets and helicopters to attempt writing, you know. And even with you, Sean, your last book, you know, Live Free or Die, you know, that's inspiring me to write another book, From Zero to Hero, Made in America. Because we live in the greatest country in the world. And I see what's going on here with, you know, poor nutrition and people getting sick and diabetes and on and on and on. And I feel it's my responsibility to do something about it. And that's what I'm doing. So,
well, let's take the an average person. Say they're 50 years old or 40 in their 40s. And like a lot of people, they eat too much. They probably drink too much. They're probably stressed too much. I know that. I don't know anybody that doesn't have a ton of stress on them if they are productive in their life and they work hard in their life. I don't know anybody. I don't think I could live without stress. I think I probably became addicted to it, the adrenaline of it, but that's separate and apart from what I'm asking. You talk a lot about exercise. You also talk a lot about diet. I want people in this audience, you know what, to never count on the government for anything, be financially independent as much as you can. I know that's hard. And also, but to be in the best shape they can, all that is going to take from them is really a commitment to how they eat and how they exercise. Am I wrong?
You're correct. And it's intentions, right? And the only thing I've done in this book, Sean, is obviously, it's a simple book. I'm a simple person. I need simplicity even in my life. And I've created five areas, you know, creating a plan, intentions, mind, body, soul, connection, eating on purpose. I call it eating on purpose, right? And that's one of the key fundamentals of the book. And I show you how to do that, you know. One of the big things that is killing us, Sean, is sugar. You'll be surprised, but the average American is consuming 22 tablespoons of sugar a day, and that is literally killing us. Sugar equals cancer, and you know me and cancer. You know what's going on in my life with my wife and cancer.
I do,
and you know, and so. Eating on purpose, feed your body like it literally is your life. And I always tell people, we are literally digging our graves with our teeth. Sounds kind of morose or gross, but
listen, I don't mean to be rude, but I mean, if you go out to Disney, you know, how many people, what percentage of the population are obese? I just didn't want to be that person anymore. I was there. I was, you know, I'm like, I got to make a change. Listen, I want to make sure that people understand we can't possibly get into every aspect of the book. It's just something, if you're ready to hit the reset button, and it doesn't matter where you are. I don't care if you're 100 pounds overweight. I don't care if you're 50 pounds overweight or 30 pounds overweight like I was. I don't care what where you are. Just start. And this can help you. And you're not paying a lot of money, you're not hiring a trainer, you're just buying a book and you can read it and learn from it how to eat better, how to exercise, and how to live a better life and be a healthier you. It does work. I can speak from my own experience, and I'm nowhere near the level that you're at with the training, but you know, at least I'm doing something. And I would urge everybody to do something. I don't care if they walk 10,000 steps a day, that'll help a lot too. But anyway, it's called The Ageless You. The Boomer's Guide to Beginning Again. You can hit the reset button. We have it up on Hannity.com. It's got it on Amazon.com. It's hopefully in bookstores. Is it in bookstores yet? Or you can go to your website, TomFabry.com. That's TomFabri. But just go to Hannity.com. It's simple. You just click on the link there and begin the process of becoming a better, healthier you and hopefully extend your life to the point you get to see your grandchildren or your kids get married or whatever goal you may have. But it's a great book, and I really urge people to please consider this. I hate stories when I hear friends of mine that are in their 50s having heart attacks. Ageless You, The Boomer's Guide for Beginning Again. Tom Fabry, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate everything. Stay blessed. Stay blessed. Stay healthy.
Amen. Thank you. 800-941-SEAN, our number. I want to remind you, you've heard me talking about Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A, the less lethal option that you have. If, God forbid, that moment comes, you need to defend yourself, your family, your kids, your business, your employees. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Now, Byrna releases powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo, and it simply works. Check out their videos online. You'll be impressed. It blew me away. Here's a story from Patrick from Pennsylvania involved in a road rage incident. The driver screaming, yelling, tailing him, pulls out a gun on Patrick and his mother while he reached for his burner and told the other driver back off. Well, the driver got back in his car and Patrick called the police, and he believes that without burner, maybe he wouldn't be here today. It's a less lethal option, and it is a self-defense option that's impressive. Please check out their videos. They're on Hannity.com. They're on burner.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity. It's blown me away. It's a big part of my personal safety security plan. And yes, I still believe in the Second Amendment, but that's the other part. If I have to go to the lethal option, I'll go there. I don't ever want to go there. If I have the other option, I like it. BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Who the hell are you?
You know. Now, say my name.
Sean Hannity.
You're damn right.
And this is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity, tonight, 9 Eastern, set your DVR, Fox News, Laura Trump, Ari Fleischer, Kellyanne Conway, Charlie Hurt. We have Senators Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, and much more. Set your DVR, Hannity, 9 Eastern, tonight, from South Carolina. We'll see you tonight, back here on Monday, talking about the results of this primary. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for making this show possible. We all know the atrocities committed by Hamas in Israel on October the 7th. Now Israel is in a fight for their very survival. Now the toll on the Israeli people has been staggering and massive. Thank goodness there are groups like the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They're right there on the ground in the middle of this every single day. They're distributing critical essentials for hundreds of thousands of suffering Israelis. There is a great need, which is why we're partnering with the IFCJ today. Every donation is so urgently needed. Please donate. You can use your mobile phone, dial #250. And when prompted, just say the keyword support IFCJ, #250 from your mobile, and say the keyword support IFCJ. And your gift, by the way, right now will be matched to double the impact and help provide twice the support. Anyway, #250. Say the keyword support IFCJ, and thank you for all your support.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno, and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members, and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you're looking for a firearm for home defense or something for shooting sports or hunting, you can't do better than a rifle or a shotgun from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they have more than 200 models that you can choose from in a wide variety of calibers and finishes, all made in America and the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Henry's are reliable, they're affordable, and they're backed with their lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Just visit henryusa.com. You get to order their free catalog with free decals, and you're going to love this company.